All right, guys and gals, it is poll topic time. Up right now on our Twitter app at Back in Time Pod, we have our latest poll topic. This week we're doing movies of Pauly Shore. JD, what do you think about that, bro? Oh,
I'm a little on the fence when it comes to Pauly Shore overall. I enjoy his movies. I don't necessarily enjoy him. At least I didn't the last time I watched a Pauly Shore movie, probably 15 years ago.
Okay. I do like his movies, and I follow him on social media. I think he's hilarious. Maybe a little misunderstood. Also, very coddled. Should not have been so coddled as a little kid. But that's a story for another day. Let's get into the poll topics. Choice number one. We're in 1994 for the comedy war film In the Army Now, which is about two misguided youths joining the reserves to make some money for their entrepreneurial dreams. No sooner than they finish basic training are they called up to do their part to save the free world. JD, what might we cover if our audience selects In the Army Now?
I really think that this is a movie that could only exist in the year that it comes out with Pauly Shore as the lead. This movie can never be remade. It can never be retouched. There can never be a sequel. This is just a cornerstone of what the 1990s were.
Poll topic number two. We're going to 1995, and we're looking at the comedy film Jury Duty. Tommy Collins is an out-of-work male stripper living at home with his mother and boyfriend until they decide to go to Vegas, get married, and take their mobile home with them and leave him behind. Before this happens, he gets a letter summoning him to jury duty, which he initially throws away, but when he finds out his only other option is to stay with some rather questionable relatives, he retrieves it and heads to jury duty. JD, what might we cover if the audience selects jury duty?
I think Jury Duty has a little bit of a better story than In the Army Now. If I'm not mistaken, we have Sean Whalen as the convicted murderer in this movie. So we got a lot of great plug-ins from other 90s movies in here. And Pauly Shore brings a decent performance. And I think this movie, much in the way that Ace Ventura has the backbone of a great story, that could potentially be cool. And we have some great references to 12 Angry Men.
Okay. Poll topic number three. We're in 1996 for the comedy film Biodome, about two moronic best friends who get themselves locked inside the Biodome, a science experiment, along with a group of environmental scientists for 1 year. JD, what might we cover if the audience selects Biodome?
Guys, I'm not going to lie to you. I've never seen Biodome. So what we're going to cover is a completely original movie that I've never seen. I have no idea what to expect.
Wow. That might have to be my pick then, because you have to see Biodome. That's one of his best movies.
Do I have to?
If the audience selects it, yes, you do. Fair enough, huh? Poll topic number four. We're in 1993, and we're covering the comedy drama romance film Son-in-Law. Having gotten a taste of college life, a drastically changed farm girl returns home from Thanksgiving break with her best friend, a flamboyant party animal who is clearly a fish out of water in a small farm town. What might we cover, JD, if the audience likes Son-in-Law?
So this is probably going to be my vote out of all of the Pauly Shore movies. It's the one that I'm the most familiar with. I've seen it the most times. It's kind of an underrated Thanksgiving movie. Funny, it's got some good back and forth and some tension. It's quotable, and I have not seen it in like 20 years.
Plus, we've got Carla Gugino, and we've got Patrick Renna from The Sandlot. Come on. But yeah, that'll wrap up the four total poll topics that we have. Again, I'll run them down real quick. We've got In the Army Now, Jury Duty, Biodome, and Son-in-Law. You can vote for that right now on our poll at Back in Time Pod on Twitter. And it's going to run from today until Thursday afternoon, so make sure you get your vote in now. JD, I'll give you one chance to sway the audience. What do you hope our audience selects?
I would definitely vote Son-in-Law or Jury Duty.
You're still not going Biodome.
I've gone this many years without seeing Biodome. I don't need to see a Baldwin and a Pauly Shore exchanging fart jokes inside of a tube.
Okay, fair point. So if you guys want JD to have to sit through that, make sure you vote Biodome. If not, I would kind of lean towards Son-in-Law. That's probably my favorite Pauly Shore movie, but I don't think you can go wrong with any of these four choices. So last chance at Back in Time Pod on Twitter. Make sure you vote, and we will review it.
Leaning Tower of Cheese. Thank God I'm a country boy.